The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So we'll settle into our meditation now and just observe what your mind does. Maybe you adjust the body, making sure you have what you need to be comfortable. And certainly we want to remind ourselves to relax at the beginning of a meditation period. We know more or less what it means to relax the body. We notice any unnecessary tension and see if it can be let go. What about relaxing the mind? We might think it means to just fall asleep. So this can be a question we can hold. What supports relaxation in the mind? We'll see that any effort we make can be counterproductive. Trying to relax. So, one instruction might be just to be aware. Noticing the tension that arises from trying to control the body or the mind. And instead having the, what we call sometimes, right view, that the nature of the body, the nature of the mind, really isn't, in a sense, our business. It's going to express itself, the body and the mind, different sensations, thoughts, moods, emotions. Instead, we put our attention on the mind itself. Is there awareness? Is the awareness superficial or more steady, continuous? We just start by noticing that. Is the mind aware? Or is it lost in thought? What can the mind be aware of? And the object, what we're aware of, really doesn't matter. So just know what you can know. Don't worry about knowing a specific object, a particular object. What can be known? What is the mind already knowing? In every moment, there are many different objects that can be known. Physical sensations, sounds, temperature, thoughts, mental activity, emotions. And it really, for this practice, doesn't matter what the object of our awareness is. We're simply remembering to recognize the present moment's experience. Oh, it's like this. The body feels like this. The mind is like this. There's awareness. There's not awareness. There's aversion in the mind, coloring the awareness, There's greed in the mind, wanting a particular experience. We can, instead of focusing on the objects and thinking there are good objects, bad objects, too much thinking, the body's painful, it's bad, trying to get rid of certain objects or create certain experiences, simply remember to recognize the present moment's experience. In other words, just know your experience of the body and mind and appreciate awareness. We can get interested in the mind's work of being aware. We notice that awareness isn't something we create. We don't have to make mindfulness. We simply remember to recognize that in every moment, something is being known. Recognize this process of the mind in every moment, being aware of some experience. And if you notice an attitude in the mind in relationship to the object, you can also be aware of that. Oh, the mind doesn't like this. Well, that's also an object being known, aversion. And we don't try to control or change, we just recognize. All of these experiences are simply objects arising and passing. The mind can use any experience to develop these qualities, wholesome qualities of the mind, of awareness, sati, mindfulness, remembering, of stability of mind. Use any object to remember right view, which is just remembering that whatever we're experiencing is the nature of the mind, the nature of the body. It's not personal. It's simply an object being known by awareness in this moment. It's important to relax. It's hard for the mind to be aware in a steady way. If the mind's tense or if the body is tense, trying to get something, figure something out. What is the mind doing? Is it interested? Bored? Tired? All of these experiences, attitudes, can be known. Is the body comfortable? Tight? What is the mind knowing now? Remember, it's very simple. Remembering to recognize, it's like this. Feels like this, and then in the next moment, it's like this. Can this experience be known? So our work is simply to remember, to be aware, and to continue being aware. And to remember right view. We're observing the body and the mind, which are nature, not self. So we'll continue in silence for some time. In every moment, something is being known. Some object is arising at one of the six sense doors. Taste, seeing, smelling, hearing, seeing, and the mind door, mental activity. And that object is being known by awareness. Remembering that is right view. This is the nature of things. In every moment, there's an object and there's awareness. We become aware of that, and then we continue to be aware. Moment by moment. Is it okay to relax and explore that? For the last minute or so, more directly exploring that, maybe even opening the eyes and practicing. Is it okay to relax? Noticing that awareness continues without needing to make personal effort. Can you turn off awareness? And notice as we transition out of the formal meditation that we don't have to stop being aware. And just keep noticing, now it's this moment.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.